Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the Mom Biz Solutions Show. I'm your host, Laura Galloway, Mom Biz Coach and co-author of Moms Mean Business, a guide to creating a successful company and a happy life as a mom entrepreneur. Happy summer, guys. I have been remiss. I have been out. I've been on vacation. And I know I have not been here. So sorry I've been gone for a bit. I know it's tough once you get used to a routine to change it, but that's kind of the life of a mompreneur, right? You get really used to a routine, and about the time you master and leverage it, then the routine needs to change because there's a different season and different things happen. So I hope you have had as great a kickoff and start and entry into your summer as I have. I cannot believe we're already in July. I feel like the kids just got out of school, but we've been going pretty strong around here. So that said, no matter what, we all still have to keep on working. We have to keep on doing the things that keep our businesses running and keep us happy. So let's talk a little bit about that today. I have a great podcast for you. I just want to share some tips that I know are some things that are coming up for you guys. If you are like a lot of my current coaching clients, we are talking a lot during the summer about how to create some strategies for success in the fall. Because, you know, the summertime is often the time that we're going to take some vacation. We're going to maybe slow down a little bit or, you know, take a step back and look at our business. I'm doing a lot of work with my clients right now to, you know, take a health check and evaluate all the different areas of your business. How is customer satisfaction and retention and loyalty? Do you have some good programs in place? What about your staff, even freelancers, people who help you out? Are you taking care of them? Certainly we want to look at some new programs, promotions, whatever, kickoffs for the fall season when we go back to school and when many of us will ratchet back up our business and buckle our seatbelts and get ready for a strong fourth quarter, so that we can head into the new year with some good sales and good profit. So when you're looking at all of that, I'm looking at that with all the clients I'm working with, one of the things we look at is, do you have the right resources in place? Do you have enough time to do the stuff that is the work you, the business owner, the visionary, has to do? And do you have enough support to keep the operations, the daily management of your business, going or not? Because if you want to keep growing your business, if you want to grow it beyond just you, or if you want to grow it beyond where it is today, chances are pretty good it's going to take another couple of heads and a few more hands, right? And when we look at hiring people, when we look at whether they're freelancers or part-time or full-time employees, you know, that can bring up a lot of heartburn, a lot of fear. What I find is a big struggle is that, you know, a lot of the clients I'm working with that have the fitness studios, you know, they definitely hire several different kinds of people. They hire some front desk staff. They may hire some childcare. They may hire master trainers. They may hire, more teachers to do what they do. They may hire a business development manager or a marketing person. So there are all these different things. And while they're actually doing the work, they're hiring the people. They're saying, yep, I've identified this area of my business. In order for me to be more successful and to be more profitable, I'm going to need to add on a resource here. They're doing it, but they're not doing it well. And if you do not hire people well, okay, if you don't do it the right way, it is absolutely going to be a setback rather than a step forward for you. So that's what I wanted to talk to you about today. No matter what kind of person you need to hire, no matter when you need to hire them, here are some things that you as the business owner have to do first in order to make sure that you get the right people and that you don't undo the hard work that you've done and that you don't wind up having somebody working for you that you're spending money on, that you're horribly frustrated with, or that you don't trust, or that you can really never delegate to. It just keeps bouncing back because the person isn't really the right person for the job. All right? Let me help you, because it is very expensive, both financially and emotionally, and it consumes your resources, time resources, and all kinds of other stuff if you don't do this well. So let's talk about that. So first and foremost, I just want to talk about why this happens. We often hire the wrong people for the job. And how can we avoid that? And why does that happen in the first place? First and foremost, guys, when you set out to be a business owner, you probably didn't go get a degree in HR. Okay, you just probably didn't. And maybe although you're really good at whatever it is you do to make money, maybe you actually don't have the best communication style. You might think you do. A lot of us do. A lot of us don't think about it much. But the fact is, sometimes one of the biggest issues I run into with my clients is I see that you, me, all of us, we carry a set of assumptions in our head that we absolutely are at a loss for how to communicate to other people, simply because they are assumptions. We don't actually even see them. We don't even think about them. So let me give you an example. Let's say that you want to hire somebody for the front desk of your business. You want to have somebody answering phones. You want somebody to be there to be the person that opens up and shuts down and makes sure everything's clean and tidy and working right and signs people in. This person, by the way, is also often going to be the first contact with your company when people are coming in the door, right? This person is going to be the one that is the first line response when they answer client calls, okay? So this person needs to be a good ambassador for your brand. Well, I have some of the clients that I work with at the Daily Method have hired front desk staff that didn't work out. And they tell me, oh, well, you know, it didn't work out because she's not reliable. She didn't show up on time, or she was always calling in and canceling and saying she was sick, or there was trouble with her kids, or, you know, she had car trouble, so she just wasn't reliable. Or, you know, she's really super nice and super sweet, but she just doesn't engage the client. She doesn't talk to them. She doesn't, you know, get to know them better. She just, you know, she's much more happy to, you know, input things into the computer. And so, as you hear me describing this, you can probably start thinking, well, why wouldn't you have, you know, made sure that the person you hire is very personable? And why didn't you make sure that the person agreed to the hours of the job before you hired them and made sure that they understood that was a priority? And, you know, I mean, gosh, that should just go without saying, right? So if you catch yourself saying those words, it should go without saying, that's when I need you to stop, look yourself in the mirror, and realize that you're the problem. Okay? So I don't mean to be rude, but I need you to understand this. If you ever catch yourself thinking, well, it should go without saying that ... then that is a perfect example of an assumption that you have in your head that you probably need to communicate outward to the person you are hiring for the job or to the people around you. It's an expectation or an assumption of how you think things should go. And it's the perfect thing to communicate to someone that you want to hire. These assumptions, guys, are so important because what is obvious to you that, you know, for instance, a front desk person should have good people skills, right? They should like talking to people. A front desk person should show up for work because we need somebody to open the door and turn on the lights, right? Okay, these things are obvious, but I promise you, if you write these down as part of maybe the job description, or maybe it's something you review with them during the interview process, where you say, here are some core expectations that I have for you in this position. I'd like to discuss these with you and make sure that you agree to them, because it's really important that we make sure you're the right fit and we're the right fit for you. Okay? If you have this discussion of these really basic assumptions that you have in your head, this right here is going to help you 100% improve on your hiring of people. Okay? I can't stress this enough. If this is the one thing you take away from this podcast today, is that when you hire someone, you've got to do a really good job of writing down all of your expectations, even things that you think are obvious. Okay? Now, so that's the first step, is you as the business owner owning up to the fact that you have a set of assumptions of how things should go and how people should perform these duties in these jobs. And especially if this is your first time hiring someone and you're actually giving, say you're hiring a virtual assistant, and you're giving this person some work to do that you have been doing yourself, this is so ripe, okay, for assumptions to go crazy. You're going to have a set of expectations. I want it to look this way. I want it to be done this way. I want it to be done with these tools. I want it to be done on this time schedule. I want it to be turned in this way. I want someone to communicate when they're ahead or behind schedule, whatever, when they need help, yada, yada. I don't want them to just sit around and wait for me. If they don't hear from me, they need to bug me and say, hey, I didn't get that response I need in order to get this job done, blah, 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 right? I'm giving you real examples of conversations I've had with coaching clients recently, okay? So if you want to make sure that you don't get frustrated with somebody that you're delegating work to because they're not doing it the way you want it done, then let's take that time. First step is awareness. Number one, you have assumptions and expectations. That's the first step, okay, awareness. Step number two is articulating these assumptions and expectations. Write them down, okay? Again, even if you think this is stupid, even if you think this is so basic it's ridiculous, you know, telling someone that you expect them to show up on time or early, right? Oh my God, I have one of my clients who is always like 20, 30 minutes early to everything. So if somebody shows up 10 minutes before, you know, a meeting starts, she kind of considers that person late, caused her a lot of heartache because nobody ever communicated that 10 minutes early was already late. Okay. So first step is for you to get that awareness of the things that you need, the expectations and assumptions you have of how the job is going to be done. Second of all is articulating them. Get it out of your head. Write it down in no uncertain terms. Show it to a friend and ask them, does this make sense to you? Do you understand what I'm asking for here? Did I say it in a way that is easy to understand? Okay. And then the third step is you actually have to discuss this with the people that you hire. In fact, this conversation, this discussion of, you know, it's this, you are the face of the company. It's very important that you are here early before the teachers and the clients arrive to open the door and to be on time and to not be calling in sick all the time. This is not the job for you if you have a very chaotic lifestyle, okay, because we need to be able to count on you and to rely on you. If you don't have that discussion, even if you've written it down and handed it to them, if you don't have that discussion, you are missing out as the business owner on an opportunity to evaluate a personality, to evaluate a style of person. And this is where gut feel and chemistry all comes into play. When you're talking to someone and telling them that, you know, it's really important for them to be there and whatever, if they start looking like, yeah, you're crazy, you're taking this job way too seriously, you're going to pick up on that, okay? And if you're instead, if you're talking to someone who's like a total go-getter and tells you just how excited they are to be a part of it and that they pride themselves on being reliable, that chemistry is going to be there and that personality style is going to be there too. Okay? So three big, huge steps. First, you have to become aware of the expectations and assumptions you have about how a job or a task or a set of responsibilities should be done before you ever get ready to hire. Second of all, you have to write all that stuff down, either present it in a job description, or if it's not enough space there, then you want to present it written down and hand it to the person that is interviewing for the job or send it to them in an email ahead of time, whatever. And third, you have to have a discussion about these things so that you get a chance to hear how the person that you're interviewing and potentially going to hire feels about these things and trust your gut, see how it goes. So, I hope you find that helpful. I know when I go through this with my clients, they are so grateful because these three simple tips make such a difference when it comes to getting the right person in the job, okay, so that you can get the help you need and do the work you need to do as a business owner. All right, guys, I am going to wrap it up for today. I'd love to hear back from you. If you have questions, you can always email me, Lara@mombizcoach.com. Until next time, I'm your host, Lara Galloway. Take care.